everybody eats when they come to my house.
Well, John Lendorf, this week on Radio Nibbles, back to the garden. Of course, we're at peak garden time. There's harvesting, there's preserving.
I think everybody's had their month of eating everything fresh they possibly can, and now they're starting to think, well, September and October is approaching, it's all going to be over soon. Start to think a little bit about how you're going to preserve all that bounty, whether it's drying, pickling, smoking, freezing, whatever, because when you make that pie in November, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have Palisade peaches to do it with?
We talk a fair amount about the farmers market here in Boulder, but not all our listeners are in Boulder. There are farmers markets all over the state.
On top of that, there are tons and tons of farm stands in Boulder County and elsewhere, and other ways to find local ingredients that aren't available at farmers markets, which tend to carry the most popular items. That's why you need the Colorado Department of Agriculture's Colorado Farm Fresh Directory for 2017. It lists hundreds of farms, ranches, roadside stands, places where you can pick it yourself, locally focused restaurants, wineries, festivals. It really it will open up your world of what Colorado produces as food.
And that is online, and it's also apparently a mobile app?
Farm to phone, yes.
Colorado Farm Fresh Directory, just search on that, you'll find it. So one of the much talked about vegetables this time of year is zucchini, because they grow so well, they are prolific, and people just don't know what to do with them.
I once grew a zucchini that was larger than a Lhasa Apso. But what zucchini growers know is that, A, you got to pick them, but B, the plant produces way too many blossoms. You don't want all of them to become zucchini because it affects the size of them. So pick the zucchini blossoms, wash them, dry them, stuff them with mascarpone cheese or ricotta or something like that, and then you dip it in egg, put it in panko crumbs, fry it in a little olive oil, butter, whatever fat you like. Serve it up, and people will be ecstatic, joyous, thrilled even. Is there anything on the food calendar this week?
Well, I did see that the Olathe Sweet Corn Festival is happening over there on the Western Slope in Olathe. They have it on August 5th, and there's a whole lot of corn, I guess.
All the corn you can eat.
And the best thing you tasted lately?
I got, you know, it's fun to go to dim sum, but it's a big deal, and it's pretty raucous. But there's a place called the Celestial Bakery. It's at Alameda and Federal in the Asian shopping center.
Oh, yeah, I know that shopping center.
Yeah, and they have a lot of the dim sum favorites, the dumplings and all that kind of stuff, usually about $1 a piece. And you can take them home, steam them, serve them when you're feeling like it, and it'll really brighten up your Sunday morning brunch.
Dim sum, Celestial Bakery in Denver. And we'll close this edition of Radio Nibbles with some words of Mark Twain.
I know the cracking sound it makes when a knife enters the end of a watermelon. I can see the halves fall apart and display the rich red meat and black seeds, and the watermelon heart standing up, a luxury fit for the elect.
Oh, makes me want to have watermelon right now.
Doesn't it?
Well, you can read John's column in this week's Boulder Weekly, also Sensi Magazine, and listen to Radio Nibbles on the KGNU website. Until next time,
bon appetit.
Everybody eats when they come to my house.